Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Good evening. Welcome aboard. It is He Said, She Said on the airwaves. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
And we are broadcasting live from our WGSO studios in gorgeous New Orleans.
Wow. I don't know how gorgeous it is lately.
And, of course, we're going to be taking your calls. We would love to hear from you. 504-556-9696 is our talk line. You can also email me at jeff@wgso.com. Lot to talk about here. Of course, we're also on the internet at wgso.com, which is looking great. You can listen to us whenever. You can also check out our podcast page and listen to us at your leisure if you can't listen to us live, Mimi.
Yeah, we're actually Facebook Live in it.
And now we're Facebook Live-ing it.
It's been a year.
First time in a long time.
I know.
We're doing it, so... it's good to be back on Facebook Live, and of course, we welcome everyone on with us there. A lot to talk about here, of course. It was a crazy day. Lots happening. Of course, we'll give you the latest from the Louisiana legislature, which is in session. Also, it was announced Joe Biden is going to be visiting New Orleans on Thursday.
Can we start with that?
Yes,
okay.
Please. Go ahead.
Honestly... the way we all showed up for Trump rallies, I think we should show up for Biden and bring your Trump signs. Honestly. Just whatever the motorcade road is.
Yeah.
Catch him.
Biden is, of course, going to be here to try to convince us all that we need to change and get rid of the Claiborne Expressway.
Right. And then we got the Cancer Alley. We all know who told him about that, because how would he know that it's the nickname, you know what I mean, is Cancer Alley? You wouldn't know that. So I mean, Cedric is working overtime on New
Well,
Orleans.
He's director of engagement.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, it's
got
sort
an
of,
important position.
You know how obnoxious it's going to be with LaToya standing with Biden.
I can't,
like, the thought of that makes me sick.
Ill?
Yes. The whole thing. You're not welcome.
So, over the weekend, speaking of LaToya in New Orleans, 10 injured, multiple shootings. And it seems like now, the more shootings you get, the more it's just sort of ignored.
Well, and I'll tell you a little fun fact. When my daughter came over today and she said, Mom, I need to go shopping and I want to go to H&M. And I forgot where H&M is located because I don't come into New Orleans. And so I just assumed, I said, where is that? That's not in Lakeside. And she said, no, it's on, you know, it's down by One Canal Place. And she said to me, I got to get there before dark. That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
That she feels like she cannot
shop. Right.
And she said, mm-hmm. Mom, what time does it get dark? I mean, that's where we live.
Well, I mean, she had, I don't know how much shopping she
planned
to do.
I mean, I was proud of her.
Right.
I mean, I was that she even took her safety into consideration that way.
Right.
But that's ridiculous. I mean, gosh, we ran the streets in the 80s.
Uptown Square.
Everywhere.
Right?
No, we went to the Quarter all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a problem. Yeah. You could go anywhere you want to go.
Lots changed. Obviously, a lot of shopping is done from home now. Retail is having a hard time. But, you know, when I looked at all the crime stats and looked at all the shootings, they were all over New Orleans. Canal Street was one of the places where there was a shooting. You also had different parts of the city. So really no place in New Orleans is safe. And I would doubt Biden's going to be talking about the crime problem when he comes down here.
No.
Yeah.
But he will be talking about systemic racism.
Systemic racism. And also a racist expressway. And maybe the cancer is racist, too.
It's funny how they tried and help, but they're going to end up the end result because they don't ever think 2-3 steps ahead.
Right.
So they're going to take down an expressway that actually helps people from the New Orleans East get to work on time.
Right.
And now they're going to have to go all the way around on 610.
Or travel surface roads. And
they're not going to.
And that's going to be
they're going to want to stop at all those red lights.
That's going to be a real mess.
It's ridiculous. You think people in that neighborhood really want all that traffic? I guess they do.
I would hope that those people are as opposed to it as we are, you know, because there are a lot of folks that like partying underneath that expressway.
Right. It's become a way of life.
Yeah.
You know, and I really feel like stuff like that affects the city infrastructure. You're not voting. Like when they say, well, you voted, so, you know, and so,
right.
You know, like the city council when removing the monuments. Well, you voted for us and that's our job. No. When you're doing something that's going to affect the landscape or any kind of infrastructure, they should put that on the ballot.
Here's the question. If they ran for office and said, vote for me, I'm going to take down the monuments, then that's fine. Then,
right.
Okay, we approve that. We voted for that. But if they ran for office on a platform of cutting taxes or better drainage.
And never mentioned
the monuments and get in there and start talking about taking down monuments.
And you voted for me. And
that's false advertising.
It's our job.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah, false advertising.
No, I don't go for that.
One more topic. Caitlyn Jenner is in the news, getting harsh criticism from LGBTQ activists because Caitlyn Jenner believes that biological males should not be competing with girls in athletic competitions. And I think Caitlyn Jenner is right. And Caitlyn Jenner is being treated like trash.
Of course she is. Listen, first of all, she pretended not to be a Republican for the longest time. Then she had that, you probably don't know, this is a little pop culture. Then she had her own reality show where she traveled the country to try to understand what her new life was going to be like and what her life for other trans has been like. They got on the bus one time and they excoriated her on the show for being a Republican and how hurtful that was to them. As a trans, you cannot be conservative and you cannot be a Republican. So there's that. She got that. And then now she's there is no better athlete living today to ask this question to. There is no better athlete.
Bruce Jenner was the best athlete in the world.
Yes.
He won the decathlon in the Olympics. That's the number one athlete in the world right there.
And if you're, I understand.
But that was 1976.
You know, if you're asking a doctor a medical question, you would go and ask anybody but Fauci. But you would go and ask someone with that expertise. If you're going to go ask about trans in competing in women's sports, I would guess you would ask Caitlyn Jenner. And whatever he says, which I have a feeling was that was not a political answer. That was true.
I mean,
knowing how sports is.
Caitlyn Jenner is not your typical trans, okay? Because most of them are very left wing. And Caitlyn Jenner is, as you say, a Republican. And I do think there is something to be admired for the fact that under the pressure and abuse and the scorn, there was no backing away from the position Caitlyn Jenner's a Republican.
I think being conservative is just an innate quality.
Yeah.
There are characteristics that come along with it, and you can identify those in people. You know, like I could identify, you know, certain characteristics and maybe some progressives.
Okay. Hey, I think we might have time for one call before we go to the break. It's He Said, She Said right here on WGSO. Our talk line, 504-556-9696. Jeff and Mimi Cruer here in studio, also on Facebook Live. Check us out. And let's go to Caroline, who's with us in New Orleans. Hey, Caroline, what's going on?
Good afternoon, Jeff. Good afternoon, Mimi.
Hey, Caroline.
You're Miss Caroline Duand. That is not my real name. However, the ancestry is true. I'm a descendant of Major Andre Duand. And I'm calling because I'm apoplectic over the whole Cancer Alley situation and the hypocrisy involved in this. Little backstory. Bell Point Plantation was owned by the Duland family over there in Reserve. The Guardian did a nice little article about it in 2019 and decided to link the ownership of the old plantation to the poisoning that's going on, and it is poisoning, of the people who live there today, some of whom I'm sure their families stretch all the way back to that time. But what Biden is not going to talk about is who owns all of these international chemical corporations. Wasn't it our Governor Edwards who just gave the green light to Formosa, which I believe is a Chinese?
Yes, Chinese.
So my prediction, and, you know, it would be hysterical if Biden or Cedric Richmond, who I imagine I would hope is purely good intention towards the people of that area.
purely good intentions. Yeah. Purely.
Let's hear if anybody wants to talk about the fact of who are the people who are owning these facilities. Where does the money go? And what else are they invested in? It's all a big piece of globalism. So I predict that Biden and Richmond and whoever else, they're going to do a whole lot of talk about my family. And you know how bad the area just must have some toxic voodoo around it. I don't know.
Well,
and no one is going to talk about who owns those facilities, who causes the cancer, because they can't talk about their own friends. So
right.
It's gonna be more about,
and China controls them. China controls Beijing. Biden controls these Democrats. And of course, they're not going to bring it up. You make a great point, Caroline. Thank you for your call.
That was a great call.
You really did bring a good perspective there.
She did.
All right. We want to hear from more of you at 504-556-9696. Jeff Cruer, Mimi Cruer here in person in studio for He Said, She Said. Anthony's handling us here on the board with grace and ease.
Grace.
Professionalism. But let's take care of some business. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with three locations to serve you: Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the diocesan cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
The Terrence Louisiana Jones Gum Bar is here once again every Saturday at WGSO 990 AM from 1 to 2 p.m.
Hi, I'm Clay.
And this is Huck.
Join us for Liberty or Lockdown.
Thursday at 5 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Good morning, class. A quick head count. Tiffany?
Here.
Zach?
Yup.
Steven? Is he absent again?
For many kids, just getting to school feels like a challenge. Staying through graduation is even harder. That's where Communities and Schools comes in. A powerful community of caring adults, working with vulnerable kids in schools every day, helping them overcome the barriers that stand in the way of learning. Hunger, homelessness, health problems, and even emotional trauma. Communities and Schools. We're inside schools partnering with teachers and counselors, empowering at-risk kids by providing supportive relationships, doing whatever it takes to help them thrive in school and have brighter futures. Communities and Schools. We're in schools to help kids stay in school. See how we help all kids succeed at communitiesandschools.org.
Hey, we're back.
Barely back.
What is going on?
He likes to roam the halls.
Roam the halls. It's good to be back here. I haven't been back here in a while.
Yes.
So we're taking some calls, 504-556-9696, open line on He Said, She Said. You can check us out Mondays at 5 right here. You can also check us out on Facebook Live with our, of course...
We're live on Jeff Cruer's
Facebook page. Yes, please come check it out. Say hi to us. So we'll get to some other topics because I know there's a lot you want to talk about. But let's squeeze in some calls at 504-556-9696. Our buddy, fired up friend, Cajun Buccaneer is with us. Let's go to Cajun Buccaneer. How you doing, my friend?
How you doing?
I am greatly blessed, but it's time to... protect our blessings. Good evening, brother and sister, Cajun patriotic buccaneers. Every day and every night, hundreds, thousands, probably millions of formerly free American citizens wake up, wash up, get dressed, mask up, and grab a vaccination passport so they can work, park in, buy, sell, or trade, and even travel. The current illegal residents of the White House are and have been aiding, abetting, funding, and promoting a mark of the beast, vaccination, maskation, assassination, subjugation system. Never, never, never mask up or surrender.
Yes.
Do not roll up your sleeves and vaccinate. Always
sleeves down. Sleeves down, huh?
Annihilatory destroyer and Tricom asset agent baloney Biden. They
yes.
will flee and we'll all be free again. Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother. All right. Cajun had a lot of good one-liners there.
Today
he was rolling today.
He was on fire. You know, a little FYI, because I know Phil is he is an anti-masker from the beginning.
Yes.
So I know people have been disappointed that businesses have not been complying. But let me tell you a few. So if you want to go to the grocery store without a mask on,
yes,
stay local. Langenstein's, Doranax, Conseco's. It's their employees
mask-free.
Are required. In order to not yes. make the people who wear their masks uncomfortable. Can you believe you have to coddle some of these people? It's a choice.
You know,
it's a choice.
It's all ending. It's all ending. People are saying enough with this.
And so local people, go local. We've all been hurt. Rouses, no mask. Mm-hmm. They're a local family. So that's...
But they're very apologetic for going to the Donald Trump rally. So let's not forget that. Very apologetic.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't get over
Let
that.
Let me tell you, people have not dealt with the woke mob, it scares them, especially if they're of a certain age.
Yeah.
And it just scares them. But if everyone would just keep their mouth shut when they come for you, don't say anything, don't post anything.
Or here's what you say.
It will pass.
Here's what you say. I did nothing wrong. I'm not backing down one inch. I went to a rally. I have a First Amendment right to protest and speak. I didn't commit a crime. So see you later, pal. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to do any ads where I'm apologizing, where I'm you know, bending my knee to the PC and woke crowd.
That is easy for you and me to do because we do it all the time. I'm just saying people of a certain age that are afraid. Listen, when you first get attacked, it is something else.
Well,
I'm not kidding you.
I wish more people
scary, but
would,
don't,
would
it
not
passes.
Crumble.
It passes. So if you're of a
By
certain
By the way,
age,
we're not going to tell them what event we're thinking about having coming up, but I thought it was a
y'all,
pretty great idea.
It's going to be good.
Yes.
For the 4th of July, that's all we'll say.
Mm-hmm. Yes, coming up. Mark your calendars. Oh, Joe Biden said we could actually do something on 4th of July. He said we could have a small barbecue with some friends and family who were vaccinated and masked. We could, or maybe we can actually take our masks off to eat and then put our masks back on between bites.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that we've got a permission slip ready to go.
He said we could do it. Small groups, no more than five or six outdoors, if we're socially distanced space.
You know why he's so doing this? Mm-hmm. Is because he ran on COVID.
Yeah.
So then what? If he didn't act like this, which is a fool.
What else is he have?
Then it would be like.
Well, yeah, socialism.
A hypocrite.
That's what he's got.
Which he already is a hypocrite, but you know.
All right.
Let's take some calls.
Let's go to our pal, Matthew in Metairie. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
I don't know what it would take for y'all to be able to play a music video from YouTube. But Project Veritas actually dropped a music video on their YouTube channel called Oligarchy. And it's good.
It's good.
Well, maybe our expert producer can check that out, Anthony. Project Veritas. Yes, okay.
Only 2 minutes and 31 seconds.
So well, we're not going to devote 2 minutes and 31 seconds to it, but we might devote, you know, a little bit of time.
Yeah. So it's actually pretty good, though.
Okay. I'll check it out. Thank you.
So I guess I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right, my friend.
Oh,
Thank you. Matthew is normally our leadoff hitter. All right, 504-556-9696. Let's go to the North Shore and check in with Tom. Hey, Tom, good evening. How are you? Welcome.
Doing pretty good. It'd be interesting to see how the two destroyers interact.
Oh, right.
Oh, boy.
LaToya the Destroyer and, Biden the Bungler.
What do you think about my idea about getting out there along the road for his motorcade with Trump signs?
That ought to stir him up a little.
Uh-huh.
You know, we got to be socially distanced, so.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. can't be out there crowded.
Kick. What you got to say, Tom?
I get a kick when I hear the news.
Uh-huh.
They want people to be 6 feet apart.
Right.
But yet they get caught in restaurants and other places jammed up doing what they want. And they, they're in situations where they could be 20 feet apart and they're still worried about it. It's all a bunch of baloney as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, of course it is.
You're 100% right, Tom. It is. It's a bunch of, well, we could say a lot of different things, but baloney's one way you could put it. I'm wondering how these two real crackerjack politicians are going to interact together. LaToya and Joe Biden.
Oh, boy. She's going to probably stand next to him and try to hold him up.
And then you put in the mix John Bel Edwards, another superstar.
Maybe
Mitch and Mary Landrieu will come in.
And wait. And what will Billy Nungesser do? Will he come? He's Lieutenant Governor.
Yeah, he probably will. He probably will. All right, lot to get to. Hang on. We'll be back.
The Edwards Mortgage Group, the Maison Collective, NOLA Title Group, and ARC Insurance Consultants are the ones to call on for all of your home needs. Whether it's mortgages, closing, sales, or insurance, they take care of your home needs, and now they've come together to help take care of the needs of our beloved New Orleans music community by partnering with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. You can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.funkyuncle.live every Friday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge April 30th, it's Corey Funktet. And on May 7th, Naughty Professor. For more information on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, go to funkyuncle.live.
WGSO, from the Puka Ray
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM. Propel your business forward with a partner with 50 years of experience. When your business needs get noticed, call on the experts at Sir Speedy New Orleans. Print, signs, marketing, promotional products, and more. Together we can do more. Visit us on the web at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com or give us a call at 504-586-9812.
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. The House Criminal Justice Committee will hear a bill to decriminalize prostitution in Louisiana on Tuesday. New Orleans Representative Mandy Landry says the intent of her bill is to protect sex workers and make it easier to recognize who is a victim of trafficking.
And by removing the crime from the aspect, it's much more obvious who is there against their will. And in any case, anyone under 18 right now would be considered a trafficking victim.
Opponents say decriminalizing prostitution will only draw those to the sex industry to the area and doesn't necessarily protect workers. A state audit finds the Louisiana Workforce Commission paid out $6.2 million in unemployment benefits to nearly 1,200 prisoners. Data analytics manager for the Louisiana Legislative Auditor's Office, Chris McGee, says it's a conservative number since they only looked at unemployment applications for the first half of 2020.
This really shows that there is an issue with this process, but doesn't fully capture the magnitude of the issue.
LRN.
At Mueller, we're always looking for opportunities to improve your experience. We're a world leader in technology, utilizing the latest equipment to manufacture quality steel buildings and metal roofing products. Hear what our employees have to say about Mueller's in-house manufacturing and innovative technology.
Mueller is on the front lines, the cutting edge of manufacturing technology. We're always looking to improve our equipment.
And the reason we do that is our customers get a better value.
It's very important that Mueller makes our own material. It creates, I think, a sense of confidence for the customer knowing where that product is coming from.
We serve our customers through many convenient locations across the Southwest. Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to find a branch near you. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
All right.
Who loves you, baby?
I love this music, baby. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. We're taking calls at 504-556-9696. We saw a story in the break that we wanted to share. So funny. So you had Dr. Jill Biden. And creepy, sleepy Uncle Joe Beijing.
Well, whenever
Biden.
They go into a classroom, you know they got to bring Dr. Jill.
Dr. Jill. And these kids were telling them,
they asked them, how do you like
brutally
virtual?
Brutally honest. Hey, if we were like really tired, you know, we could take a nap. I don't like virtual. It was terrible. Sometimes when Mrs. B was paying attention to something else, you could eat.
So if we were like, I don't like virtual. It was terrible.
So I'm glad they heard that because they've been pushing all this virtual nonsense for so long.
Oh, wait. If we were like really tired, we could take a nap. Did you already say that?
Yeah, I did. But okay. That's worth saying again.
I mean, it's hysterical.
Yeah, it's sad because these kids were forced to do all this virtual learning and they did not learn at the same rate. You know it's not as good. How many of these kids are now behind? Millions.
A great many.
Millions.
Yes, and I just like the fact that they go in there for for a photo op.
Yeah.
That's all that is. And they ask questions that they don't know the answers to.
And they get blasted by these kids.
That's how tone deaf they are. Mm-hmm.
Why? They should have never never canceled any school. They should have never made virtual learning the rule. If people can go to Walmart, teachers should be in the classroom. If people can be working at drugstores,
teachers are essential workers.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you what they are doing with these teachers' unions. First of all, they should disband teachers' unions. I know there's a lot of teachers out there. You're not going to like what I have to say. But they are abusing their power. Mm-hmm. They should never be allowed to do this. They should get fired.
Well, it turns out the CDC was taking orders from the teachers' union. As far as the safety of these classrooms, which is insane.
But this should not be allowed, period, full stop.
All right, let's get some more calls in at 504-556-9696. And our good friend is joining us. We're going to see him Thursday night at Politics with a Punch. Flaming Conservative is joining us. Hey, Flaming Conservative, how are you? Good evening. Flaming Conservative, are you with us?
No.
Oh, I got it. There we go.
Okay.
Flaming Conservative, how are you, buddy?
Good afternoon, King Jeff. Good afternoon, Queen Mimi, a.k.a. Batman and Batgirl.
How you doing, Flaming Conservative?
Oh, man. I'm about to call making reservations with Angola Prison for a special jail cell for Beijing Biden and Hunter Crack Pipe Biden.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What if you were a Tulane student and in walk to teach your class was Hunter Biden, Flaming Conservative? What would you think of that?
I would skip out. I wouldn't want to hear anything you got to say.
Oh, and by the way, it's going to be virtual.
Virtual. Oh, he's not going to be
in
the classroom.
No.
Oh, because it's so dangerous.
Well,
right. It's so dangerous. Right.
What all of us conservatives need to do is when Beijing Biden shows up and Hunter... Crackpipe Biden shows up. We need to bring our Trump signs. And if John Bell Edwards Obama shows up, bring our Eddie Rispone signs, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he should be governor right now. He maybe won that race. I don't know if you saw my column at the Hay Ride. I think you did, Flaming Conservative. We talked about it, but the numbers in Orleans just don't add up. We've got, according to statistics, we've got 303,000 eligible voters, and 273,000 of them are supposedly registered. So you're telling me that 90% of the eligible voters are registered to vote when the national average is 70%? We've got just these keen political people here in New Orleans. I don't think so.
If it was another parish, maybe you'd be like,
right,
like, if
yeah.
But in Orleans, it's like
90%.
They can't get voter ID, but 90% can walk over and register.
Yeah, that's funny business.
Which
going
I think
on.
You need an ID to register, and, don't you?
And I yeah, well, you should. Yes, yes.
So
I
you
mean,
have
we
to
have
one
an ID
to register, but you don't need yeah. one
the
to actually vote.
Voted too.
What's that?
The dead people, residents in the cemeteries voted.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the live ones, the ones who are alive showed up, got $300 gift cards and Popeye's chicken dinners.
Yeah. That's a big incentive, though. Popeye's, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, people, you have to wait in line for an hour to get a Popeye's in the drive-thru. That's crazy.
Yeah, you really do.
And Big Shot Soda.
I like Big Shot Soda. Yeah, right. Who knows what people would do for Big Shot Soda? Hey, well, we're off of Coke now, flaming conservative. We might have to start drinking Big Shot.
Yeah, I'm drinking Pepsi Zero.
There you go. There you go. Good for you, my friend. Listen, and we're excited to have you on Politics with a Punch Thursday night. Looking forward to seeing you.
So I'm looking for. I want to meet Desiree Chauvin.
Oh yes.
Tell her to run anything but LaToya.
Yeah.
No, but she's local. She understands our traditions. I don't think she's going to go around trying to change the landscape of our great city. The reason why we have tourism, you know, I think that I think she would be great. I think she would be great.
Good luck getting her to run.
I think you should try. Say one more thing.
Yes.
Y'all did a great job on the WGSO auction and radiothon.
Thank you, buddy.
I didn't get a trip.
Yeah.
With WGSO, we're going to take New Orleans and Louisiana back.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
Well, with supporters like you, my friend, and thank you for all you do, Flaming Conservative. He has now taken over the flame. Now the only flaming caller is the Flaming Conservative.
I love it.
504-556-9696. Our good friend Mark in Gretna checking in with us. Good evening, sir. How goes
it? Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mimi. Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
Yeah, that's a thought at Tulane. You go into Tulane and you got Hunter Biden on one side and you got Walt Isaacson teaching on the other podium. So
And guest lecturer James Carville. What a boy. Oh, my gosh.
You know what Isaacson's up to these days, right, with his book?
Mimi, yeah, I was going to get into that. And I want to add an addendum to that. Bill Gates just announced his divorce after 27
years.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Melinda Gates. Well, tying that into what Mimi just said, you know, Bill Gates is pushing all this eugenist propaganda, but Mimi's referencing this new book by Walt Isaacson talking about gene editing, vaccines, how you're going to edit DNA, how you're going to change this.
And the COVID shot
movement.
Is editing your DNA. I don't think people get it.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. Everybody needs to check out this new book Mimi's talking about. It's kind of sick and twisted. Walt Isaacson's pushing this new book of his. And why are all, and my question to you guys is this, why are all these guys like Bill Gates and Walt Isaacson pushing all this genetic modification? What's wrong with what God made?
I know. That's a great, great question. I think they've got an agenda, and I think the American people should be scared completely of their agenda, because what they want, we don't want. But, you know, they say one thing, and they're really working on something else. And I think you can throw in the mix, Mark, also Anthony Fauci. So that is also part of this. So anyway, thank you, my friend. Appreciate you. And by the way, speaking of Anthony Fauci, we're going to have him on our panel Thursday night. Anthony Fauci will be there for a Politics with a Punch. That should be fun.
It's always a good time when Anthony Fauci's there, right?
Yes. Anthony, Dr. Anthony will be there
every
on the panel.
Every time Fauci says COVID-19 or something like that, or What are some of his key phrases?
Variants. The variants.
You take a shot.
Yeah.
Or you take a sip of your wine or whatever it may be.
Or just eat a meatball over at Andrea's. All right. 504-556-9696. Back to the phone calls. Hey, let's go to the lovely lady in New Orleans, Miss Janice.
Miss Janice.
Checking in with us. Hey, Miss Janice, what's going on?
Well, I have a little bit different take on this situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has been turned into a battle between the Democrats and the Republicans. If Trump said to do something, the Democrats said no. If the Democrats say do something, the Republicans say no. But my doctor had COVID, and it was not exactly a picnic. I don't consider this to be a normal flu. Now, I had my two shots, and my husband had his. But the other week, I went to vote, and I didn't know who I was going to encounter in that school. There's lots of people go in and out of there, you know, the kids, the teachers, everybody, parents, everything. So I just didn't know. Well, it just so turned out I went early enough. They told me I was the first person in there, you know, to vote.
Oh my gosh.
I went about 7, you know, 7-ish. And between 7 and 7:30.
Yeah.
The workers in there and everything. But in spite of the fact, here's the thing. Okay, you can get, like, my husband had the shingles. And they told him that you know, it would be advisable to get the vaccine. Even though you've had the shingles, you might get it again. You could. And it wouldn't stop you from getting it, but it would help to diminish the effects of it. And I got the shingles vaccine. Because after seeing him, I definitely don't want the shingles. And I had a friend of mine that got it, and she had it on her face for her eye, you know, which was kind of dangerous for her eye. So, you know, if you have it on your back, but try having it by your eye.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, even if you get the regular flu vaccine, I can't prove that you couldn't get the flu,
mm-hmm.
but at least
no, you can't. It's only like 50 or 65% efficacy.
It would help flu shot the effects of it, and I've only had the flu twice in my life, but the last time I had it, it just was not anything good. It truly wasn't, and I got my vaccine, but for the COVID. But when I went into the school, I did to open the door, to touch the handle on the door that everybody in the world touched. I put my glove on, and I did put the mask on my face.
Mm-hmm.
I told you all this before, and I'm going to say it again.
So,
and people should take heed. There was a man and a woman in Florida who thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
Well, they found out it wasn't a joke. He was an Uber driver. He would not cover his face.
Yeah.
He not only got the COVID, his wife got it, and I'm sorry to say that the lady is now 10 feet under.
Let me ask you this one question. I know Mimi wants to ask you something, too, but let me ask you this. So,
if I can answer.
How much longer are you going
to
go with the masking and the gloves and all of that?
For
the rest of your life?
If I have to go out anywhere anytime this year, I'd do it. I'm hoping, there's going to have to come a moment in time when this thing's going to have to go away, I would hope.
Well, the numbers are dramatically dropping in New Orleans, Miss Janice.
You know, I'm hoping that someday we can put this behind us.
You don't think
it in the past.
You can put it behind you when
nightmare.
It's like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, okay? You always had it all the time. You see what I'm saying? It was up to you. And this is the deal that gets me very upset, Miss Janice, is that there have been cures for this. There have been treatments that the government has hidden from us. It is absurd. There's a right to try in this country. President Trump, if you have a fatal disease, you can try any treatment you want.
And the treatment that I talked about this morning, I don't know if you heard it, Miss Janice, with Dr. Artis, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and selenium.
That's it.
And every day I take vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and selenium.
But has the government, that's what China has
been doing. That's why China's numbers are so low.
And they haven't been telling us this.
It's so simple. If they've wanted more people
they want you to have
to
the vaccine.
Get the vaccine, yes. All right, hang on. A lot more coming your way. We'll be back.
Nobody. Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with three locations to serve you: Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. or Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls.
On Tuesday, we'll discuss the president's upcoming visit to New Orleans, the hot topics we'll be debating on Politics with a Punch Thursday night, and also what's going on in the Louisiana legislature. Joining us, Ringside All-Star Michelle Hurstis.
All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
This is Roland here for TikTok Cafe. TikTok Cafe is located on I-10 Service Road and Causeway. Open 24 hours a day. The place to go when most other places are closed. There is poetry on the wall, God is in the workplace, and everyone treated as family. That's my favorite stop for breakfast and lunch. See you at TikTok Cafe.
If politicians were fish, we'd have a lake full of flukes and some flounders.
Hey, if your hook isn't baited, don't expect a nibble.
Cast your line nightly, 8 to 10. Talk to me. Totally out of tune with the rest of the world, but can still whistle. He comes from a time when telephones were wired, and so is he. Hear the adventures of someone who really tried hard to be passive. Sometimes he remembers his username and password. Do you? Talk to me. Just you. 8 to 10 weeknights on WGSO 990.
All right, welcome back. It's He Said, She Said. Jeff Cruer here.
And Mimi Cruer.
We're in person in studio here at the gorgeous WGSO studios. We were here, wait, 2 days in a row, Mimi. This is a record.
Oh, my goodness. We drove into
for the.
We really haven't been coming here in a year. You know, we've been at the
home studios.
Home studios.
But it's good to be here in the WGSO studio, and good to be with all of you. We'll take some more calls at 504-556-9696. Jason, checking in with us in Chalmette. What's going on, Jason? How are you? Good evening.
How you doing, sir? Yeah, I wanted to make it short and quick for y'all. When I wanted to talk about a lot of things that aggravate me right now in life is that, and I have my friends that go to doctor's appointment, and they have their local doctors telling them to take the vaccine, but I know. And my friends also know that the vaccine's not FDA approved. And then second, if you get sick or die, you can't sue, or your family can't sue if you die from the vaccine. So there's no liability clause. And that upsets me, of course.
Of course.
All that upsets me. And then I got friends that are lawyers that they took the vaccine. I'm like, your degree basically did you no good. You know what I'm saying? Because like lawyers are all about suing. They can't even sue for an injunction that they got inside them. Second thing, I wanted to talk about all the farmland the government's buying up. And for when I'm here, and I know they want to control our diets, what we eat in the future.
Yeah.
But also, I'm hearing they want to make these a lot of this farmland concentration camps, which really sucks because I'm trying to remodel my house in Chalmette to be able the way I can get out to the rural area. And a lot of, you know what's making people mostly sick? And I heard a lady that called in before. The COVID is just the flu. And if you keep yourself healthy, you're going to be all right. But basically, a lot of people, and especially older people, are getting sick from the psychological warfare that's going on, that their immune system's getting weak, the anxiety and the fear factor that the media keeps pushing.
It's stress.
So are you, Jason, sounds like you've got some pretty strong views on this. Do you wear a mask when you go about your business? How do you deal with it?
Uh-huh. No, indeed. I'm trying to breathe every breath I can. I'm not trying to share any breath. I'm trying to hog it all up if I can. So all these people that are out here wearing this mask, They can keep wearing a mask. It just means I'm getting more oxygen.
Yeah.
Hey, Jason, great to hear from you, and thank you for sharing that with us. That's Jason in Chalmette, and he's not wearing no mask.
Well, and he brought up a very interesting point, is that everyone thinks this vaccine is approved by the FDA.
It's not.
It is emergency approved, which it's not approved.
And as he said, if you get sick, you can't sue. If you die, your family can't sue. So
I'm of the mindset that they should have just given everybody a placebo because they were just wackadoo in their heads with this fear. And,
all right.
And then maybe they'd calm down.
Let's squeeze in one more, and we go to our good friend Keith is with us on the Best Bank. How you doing, Mr. Keith? Welcome aboard. Good evening.
Thank you, Jeff and Mimi.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Jeff, yeah, we're talking earlier. You know, we're coming up to proms again and graduations.
Yeah.
How they going to do this? And I tell you why I bring this up, because last year, one of my neighbors, her granddaughter, went to Academy of Our Lady over here on the West Bank, and they had to do something different to get their awards and how they did their graduation. And now another neighbor, her granddaughter goes to Dominican, so she's a junior. How she's going to get her junior ring, where they're going to go, where they're going to do their prom. But that's Orleans Parish. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can speak on the ring. They will probably either have it mailed to their home or they will deliver it to the school, and then the school will distribute the rings they're Jocelyn's rings. Anyway, as far as these proms go, they're going to be wearing masks. But my daughter graduated from Ursuline last year. And what they did was they staggered the parents in pews. So one couple sitting to the left, and then the pew behind them, they were sitting to the far right. And let me tell you something. So your mom and your dad could go. That was it. If you're divorced, you're sitting next to them. Okay, you can't move. You're there. It was like,
right.
Is this thing going to be over
but
soon?
Don't you think it's been relaxed since last year? Don't you think they're allowing more people?
I think they would allow more people, but I think you're going to have to keep your mask on.
Okay. Keith,
Mimi, listen to me. The seniors at Dominican this year voted that they would all be together to get their class rings instead of their parents being there because they didn't want to do like half the senior class and the other half. They wanted to do it together.
As a class. And I like that.
Yeah, that's good. Well, those are the people they went through the school with. I mean, those are their friends.
Yeah, but their parents can't be there.
But let me tell you, the parents going to get the picture. Before they go in, they'll get the picture after. They'll all go out to eat. I can tell
you
right now.
But you know what? That's if you're
I
a
know.
Parent, that's not good. I mean, hey, my son graduated from LSU. I had nothing. No experience. He had no experience. I mean, it really was a shame because, you sacrifice. You help your kids get through school. You want to celebrate with them. It's a moment in their lives that you want to be there. And then for it to be taken away is really disappointing. Really upsetting.
Thank
you, my friend. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you. That's Keith on the Best Bank.
I think as long as the states surrounding us keep on what they're doing, completely open, everything great, John Bell is going to feel the pressure because we can move. We will vote with our feet, and people are.
People have.
I mean, you and I
I've
have talked about it.
I've got a son who's in Austin,
right.
So yeah.
And you and I, it's getting to the point where we're like, I don't know.
Well,
maybe we should hit the Florida. Sounds good.
We're fighting. We're fighting for change here.
I
we're
know.
Fighting for change here. Hey. Come join us Thursday night, Politics with a Punch, over at Andrea's.
Great panel.
Dr. Fauci. A.K.A. Ken Ferguson. We're going to have Klassen Bernard, our own WGSO Martha Huckabee. Joe Lepinto, the sheriff, will be there. Also going to be joined by our friend John Osterlin and Desiree Charbonnet, who is great, and then comedian James Cusimano. So we're really jam-packed. It's going to be a lot of
fun.
Well,
and for any other reason, just show up because we really need to put the pressure on Desiree. It's really getting
tired. Don't
keep
saying that. She's not going to come.
No, I'm just begging on my knees. Please.
We'll see what happens.
I know.
Hey, thanks to everyone who joined us. Check us out on Facebook Live on my page. Love for you to see that, and we'll share that.
And I'll join Jeff on Wednesday.
And we'll be back on the radio in the morning. Something to Say is next on WGSO.
serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community.